Here's the latest from WRL News. I am Dan Haggerty on this Monday, June 19th, a rainy Monday and a rainy week here as we continue summer. The biggest story of the day today, one of the most politically powerful men in the state is facing some salacious accusations, accused of destroying a marriage with a years-long affair. Speaker of the House Tim Moore is being sued by a former Republican State House candidate and Apex town councilman for alienation of affection. That's the name of the charge here. Scott Lassiter is seeking over $25,000 in damages. Keep in mind, if you're thinking this sounds like a type of lawsuit you haven't really heard of before, it might be because our state is one of only six in the nation that will even allow this type of lawsuit. Most of the time, they're settled out of court because they can be very expensive and very difficult to prove. We got a statement from Moore describing this lawsuit as, quote, baseless, and he says he's going to pursue all available legal remedies. If you'd like to read this this lawsuit verbatim, we have posted the full lawsuit as part of our story on WRL.com. There is a bill increasing punishments for power grid attacks in North Carolina. This legislation, of course, inspired by the attacks in Moore County that knocked out the power there for days to thousands of people after someone shot a transformer at one of the power grids there. This new legislation signed by the governor this afternoon imposes a penalty of nearly 5 years in prison for anyone who attacks a power grid. Keep in mind, the attack in Moore County remains to this day to be unsolved. With millions of square feet of office space in state-owned buildings and increasing numbers of remote or hybrid workers, is the state efficiently using our tax dollars? So that's a question that Cullen Browder with WRAL Investigates has been looking into. We are answering that question tonight on WRL News at 6 o'clock. If you are watching this after it airs, you can find it on WRAL.com. Also, check out the weather there because it is raining tonight and then raining. There's a high percentage chance of rain every single day this week, which is great for your lawn, but maybe not so great for some of your other plans. So please hop on to WRAL.com and take a look at how all of that progresses throughout the week from our meteorologists. That's the latest from WRL News. I'm Dan Haggerty.